You can know of something and you can know about something. For example, I know of the engine under the hood of the vehicle, but I don't know about that engine, so I can't fix it if something goes wrong. I know the various internal organs in my body, but if my appendix suddenly bursts, that's not about to be a DIY project, you know? Now, there are people who know of God and others who know about God. Those who think just knowing of God is enough fool themselves into believing that they can do whatever they desire because the way they see it, God will forgive them and God will always love them no matter how many times they repeat the same sin or show the same disobedience to His Word. First chapter of the book of Romans causes those beliefs to rather quickly crash and burn. There's verse 18, which says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Moving forward to verse 21, we read, "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." In verses 22 and 23, we see the destiny for those who only know of God. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Yet they still believe that they're tight with the Father and He's got their back. Oh, really? Let's keep reading Romans chapter 1, this time verses 24 and 25. "Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." That's right. You can get to a point where God will look at you and despite all that He's made you aware of and yet you still disobey, He'll say to you, "Fine, I'm out of here. You're on your own. Let me know how things work out for you." Verses 28 to 31 tells us what happens to those people. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful." Sound like anyone you know? Isn't it amazing how so many people with a false sense of knowing God see no issue with their choices and actually try to flourish in their self-imposed darkness? For them, of course, the darkness is the light, and the light is the darkness, so they have no way to understand what Paul writes in Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, "Who will render to each one according to his deeds, eternal life to those who by patient continuance and doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath." Now, if I've made you think about someone in your life that this all describes, how do you help them break free? Well, it's actually quite simple for you. Live God's Word. We the faithful have been given, say at least, an empowering blessing, which is declared in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." So live His Word. Let every joy of your life shine brightly. Let every goal be achieved through work and prayer. Let every righteous want be fulfilled. And when that person in your life who's lost in the darkness asks why, hey, it all works out for you, and they eventually will, you can share with them what Jesus says in John chapter 10, verses 28 through 30. "And I shall give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one."